All right, so welcome in. We're going deep today.
Yeah.
Into the Lisa Superior Chill Hybrid Mattress.
Ooh, fun.
Based on mattressadvisory.org's review.
Okay.
And we're going to help you figure out
right.
if this is the mattress for you or not.
Yeah, break it all down.
So first, this is a hybrid.
Yes.
Foam and springs.
Foam and springs.
And they're talking about this luxurious feel.
Mm.
And the cooling quilted tap.
Ooh.
That's supposed to keep your skin.
Interesting.
At 88 degrees.
Wow.
I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But temperature is huge for me.
I
if I get too hot.
Yeah.
I'm tossing and turning all night.
Totally.
So is this as good as it sounds?
That's one of their big selling points for sure. And the science behind it is really interesting.
Okay.
Later we'll unpack how it all works to mm-hmm. keep you cool.
Mm-hmm.
But what you need to know is it's not just marketing.
Yeah.
They actually engineered this
okay.
to address overheating.
Wow. So they're really
mm-hmm.
taking that into account.
They're taking it seriously.
Yeah, it's not just about luxury. Then it's about
exactly.
actually sleeping better.
Exactly.
So it comes in three firmness levels.
Oh, nice.
Plush, medium firm, and firm.
I like the options.
I imagine that's pretty important.
Huge.
Yeah.
Because it's not one size fits all. It
yeah.
all depends on
yeah.
how you sleep and your weight and
yeah.
just preference.
That's personal preference.
Yeah. So we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
But options are good.
Options are always good.
Always good.
All right. So pros and cons.
Okay.
Mattressadvisory.org says
yeah.
it's great for hot sleepers.
Makes sense.
People with back or hip pain.
Okay.
And people who want that plush
yeah.
hotel bed feel.
I like that.
But there are a couple of downsides.
Sure.
So first,
yeah.
strong initial odor.
Uh-huh.
That new mattress smell.
Yeah, the new mattress smell.
Which is really common yeah. with foam mattresses.
Old.
But it can be a bit overwhelming.
It can be a lot for some people.
Yeah, and it usually dissipates.
Yes.
Within a few days. A
few days.
But just a heads up.
Yeah, crack a window.
Crack a window, exactly.
Okay. For sure.
And the other downside was...
The other downside is price.
Price, okay.
Yeah, so this is premium.
Okay.
It's going to cost you more.
Yeah.
But you're also getting better materials, hopefully longer lifespan.
Right, you get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for.
Okay, so let's unpack what makes it special.
All right.
Seven-layer construction.
Seven layers.
I mean, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
So help me understand why I should care.
Well, it's not just the number.
Okay.
It's about what they do.
Okay.
So each layer
mm-hmm.
contributes to a different part
okay.
of the comfort and support.
Got it.
Like a recipe.
Yeah.
Each ingredient affects the final flavor.
Okay.
This is why it's high profile.
Mm-hmm.
Basically means it's taller.
Got it.
More layers, more height.
More luxurious. Maybe.
I'm intrigued.
Okay, well, what are these layers doing?
Well, one of the key ones yeah. is the zone support system.
Okay.
So different areas provide different support levels.
All right, so like custom fit.
Exactly like custom fit.
That's cool. Tell me more.
Your hips and shoulders might sink in more.
Okay.
For pressure relief.
Yeah.
And your lower back
mm.
gets more support
okay.
to keep your spine aligned.
Got it.
So it's especially good for back pain.
So it's not just about
yeah.
the firmness. It's about
exactly.
the support in the right places.
Precisely.
Okay.
And that's something special
got
about
it.
This one.
Makes sense. So I'm starting to see why
yeah.
this is so popular.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also curious about
yeah.
the materials.
Okay.
You're talking about
yeah.
just any old foam and springs.
So that's a great question. The materials are key here.
Yeah.
And one thing that stood out to me.
Okay.
Because the foams are all... CertiPure U.S. certified.
Okay, now what does that mean?
So that means that they've been tested
mm-hmm.
to meet standards for emissions and content.
So no weird chemicals?
Exactly.
Or funky smells?
Yeah, so it means they're free of
okay.
all that bad stuff.
Okay, so better for my health?
Yeah.
And the environment?
And the environment. And they also tend to be more durable.
So better sleep. And eco-conscious.
Exactly.
Like where this is going.
All right.
What about the cover?
Oh, the cover is not basic at all.
Okay.
It's designed with these special fibers.
Okay.
So it's super breathable.
Mm-hmm.
And wicks away moisture.
So it's like a built-in temperature regulator.
Pretty much.
Wow, they thought of everything.
I think so.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, me too.
And we're just getting started.
We've got more.
We still need to talk about
yeah.
the firmness levels, how it feels,
mm.
Different sleep positions,
yeah.
shipping, trials, warranties.
All that.
Well, you've piqued my curiosity.
Good.
I'm ready to dive deeper.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's take a closer look at those firmness levels and see what they're all about.
All right.
All right, so we're back
and
ready to unpack these firmness levels. I think a lot of people, myself included, get overwhelmed.
Yeah, for sure.
Plush. Medium firm, firm.
Right, it's a lot. It is, but don't worry. Okay. We'll break it down.
Okay.
So remember the zone support that actually plays a role.
Yep.
And how each one feels.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just about soft or firm.
It's about the distribution.
Yeah.
You're still getting that support.
Okay.
No matter which one you go with.
Got it.
So let's start with plush.
Okay.
Mattressadvisory.org.
Yeah.
Rates it a 3 to 5.
Okay.
On the firmness scale.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty soft, cloud-like.
Yeah. So if you love to sink in.
Yes. If you want to feel
like
you're being hugged by a marshmallow, plush is for you.
That's a great way to put it.
And the review says this is good for side sleepers
because
it lets your hips and shoulders sink in just enough.
Okay, so it takes the pressure off.
Exactly.
But what if you're not a side sleeper?
Well.
What about medium firm?
So medium firm, right in the middle,
okay.
5 to 7 out of 10, not too soft, not too firm.
The Goldilocks.
The Goldilocks.
Well, good for, like, multiple positions.
If you switch around at night, good for that.
Okay.
And they actually recommend it for back sleepers.
Why back sleepers specifically?
Because it gives that sweet spot of support.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps your spine neutral.
Got it. So plush.
Mm-hmm.
Fide sleepers.
Yes.
Medium firm.
Back sleeper.
Back sleepers. That leaves us with firm.
And firm.
Who's that good for?
Stomach sleepers.
Stomach sleepers, okay.
7 to 9 on the scale.
Wow, so the firmest.
The firmest.
Why do stomach sleepers need firm?
Well, it's all about spinal alignment again. If you sink in too far.
Right, it can strain your lower back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So a firmer mattress keeps your hips lifted.
Okay.
Keeps your spine more neutral.
Got it.
Prevents pain and discomfort.
Okay, so it seems like they really... cater to every type of sleeper.
I think so.
But let's move on to
the
cooling technology.
Yes. I'm always hot.
Oh, I hear you.
When I sleep. So I'm excited.
Yeah, that's a big one.
To hear more about this.
Yeah. So remember that breathable cover?
Yes.
Well, that's just the start.
Okay, so there's more.
There's more.
All ears.
So that quilted top,
mm-hmm.
it's not just for looks.
Okay.
It's actually infused with these heat-dissipating fibers.
Wow, okay.
That draw heat away.
So they're really going all out.
And then you've got the layers underneath.
Okay.
Breathable foams and the springs allow for more airflow.
Than traditional foam.
Exactly.
So it's like a multi-pronged attack on heat.
It is a full-on assault. That's impressive.
So does it work?
Does it actually work? That's my question.
Mattressadvisory.org seems to think so.
Okay.
They really praise it for keeping people cool all night.
They must have tested it out then.
Yeah, they say it's one of the best for hot sleepers.
That's high praise.
Yeah, high praise for sure.
So how does it feel?
They say it has a cool-to-the-touch feel.
Okay.
Thanks to that cover.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all those layers underneath
work
together to regulate your temp.
Okay.
It's not like an Arctic blast.
Right.
But you should feel
a
more consistent temperature.
Okay, so I can picture myself sleeping through the night, not waking up in a sweat.
That's the goal.
Okay, so firmness levels, cooling technology.
Yep.
What about couples?
Ooh, good question.
How does it do for people who
share
a bed?
Sharing a bed can be tough.
It can be.
Mattress-wise.
Yeah.
But the good news is, the Lisa seems to do well.
Okay, tell me more.
So first off,
excellent
motion isolation.
Okay.
Remember those springs?
Yeah.
Each one moves independently.
Okay.
So you don't feel your partner moving.
So no more being jolted awake.
Exactly.
Every time your partner moves.
That's huge for couples.
It is. What else?
So the review also talks about the edge support. I know you might be thinking...
Yeah, honestly, I don't think I've ever thought about edge support.
It's one of those things you don't know you need it until you don't have it.
Right, okay.
So good edge support means you can sleep all the way to the edge
without
feeling like you're going to roll off.
Right.
It also means less sagging over time.
So it's good for longevity as well.
Exactly, especially if one of you likes to sleep
right
on the edge.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So motion isolation, edge support.
Important for couples.
For happy couples.
Yeah.
But before we move on, I'm curious about some practical details.
You're right.
So they mentioned that odor.
Yes.
When you unpack it,
mm-hmm.
how long does that last?
So they say it can take up to 10 days.
Okay.
For it to fully go away.
So maybe plan to air it out?
Yeah, crack some windows.
Crack some windows.
Just let it breathe.
Okay. What about shipping?
So they ship it compressed.
Okay.
In a box that's relatively easy to handle.
Okay.
And it's free shipping in the U.S.
Love free shipping.
It is nice.
Makes it so much less stressful.
Definitely.
And what about trial period and warranty?
Okay, so...
I know we talked about it.
Yes.
But give me the details again.
So it's 100 nights.
Okay.
Risk-free.
Wow. So that's plenty of time.
Plenty of time to try it out.
To really test it out.
Right.
Not just lay on it.
Exactly. You can really sleep on it.
In the showroom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you don't like it...
Send it back.
Send it back.
Whole refund.
Okay, that takes the pressure off.
I think so.
What about the warranty?
So it's a 10-year limited warranty.
Okay.
Covers any defects.
Okay. So you can rest assured that your investment is protected.
It is.
So it seems like they're really standing behind their product.
They are.
But let's face it.
Yeah.
Good mattress is an investment for sure. We talked about all this amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But how much is it going to cost?
Okay. That is the question. Let's break it down by size.
Okay.
Ready?
Hit me with it. I'm ready to see how it stacks
up.
So we've covered a lot.
We have.
The Lisa Superior Chill Hybrid.
A lot of info.
Zoned support. Cooling technology.
Mm-hmm.
CertiBUR US foams, it seems like.
It does.
They really tried to create
a
mattress for good sleep.
Absolutely.
And the trial period and warranty.
Yeah.
Really shows that.
Yeah.
Essos,
they believe in their
product. Believe in their product. But I know what everyone's thinking.
The big question.
How much is it?
Right? How much? For all this sleep-enhancing goodness.
Yeah, don't beat around the bush.
All right.
Now give us the numbers.
So mattressadvisory.org says for a twin, it's $11,124.
Okay.
Twin XL, $12,214. Full, $1,439.
Okay.
Queen, $1,619.
Right.
King, $7,799.
Okay.
And a Cal King, also $7,799.
So it's definitely an investment.
It is.
But like we said,
yes.
This isn't your average mattress.
Not at all.
We're talking about like life-changing sleep.
Potentially, yeah.
That can affect your mood.
Absolutely.
Your energy levels.
It affects everything.
Your health.
Yeah, it's all connected.
So maybe that price tag doesn't seem so bad.
It's all about perspective.
Right. It's about what's important to you.
Exactly.
And if good sleep is at the top of that list, then maybe it's worth it.
Might be.
So before we wrap up, there were a couple of alternatives.
Yes, they mentioned.
In the review.
Two other mattresses.
Okay, let's look at those.
Okay, so first.
Yeah.
The Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Lux Cooling.
Okay, who's that good for?
So this one's great for cooling. If you sleep hot and like a firmer mattress.
Another one for the hot sleepers.
Another option.
What about the Helix?
The Helix Midnight Lux.
The Midnight Lux, what's that one like?
So that one's known for its versatility.
Okay.
Good for all sleep positions.
Okay.
So if you and your partner
have
different preferences.
Yeah, that's a common problem.
This could be a good compromise.
So many good choices.
There are.
I've learned so much about mattresses today.
It's fascinating.
It really is.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up.
Yes.
This deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
On the Lisa Superior Chill Hybrid.
Yeah.
I feel like we've given everyone the info they need.
Yeah, to make a decision.
To start their mattress journey.
It's a journey.
Yes.
Choosing a mattress.
Be sure to check out the full review on mattressadvisory.org.
All the details are there.
We'll put the link in the show notes.
Yeah, for sure.
And remember, investing in a good mattress.
It's important.
Is an investment in you.
In your health, in your sleep.
Your health, your sleep.
So choose wisely.
Choose wisely.
Sweet dreams.
Until next time.
Yes.
Sleep well.